Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Sandra from the United States. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you.
Could you tell us to what condition you take LDN?
I have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and Sjogren's syndrome and also NASH, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis.
When did you first notice symptoms for all these conditions?
It seemed to start around 1999. I had that Helicobacter pylori bug in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, that's when I started having a lot of symptoms. But I don't think I really connected it to anything until a couple of years later.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of symptoms?
I ended up with, well, I had a lot of hair loss, and I noticed a tingling in my toes, like a numbness. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of it in 1999. And then it kept getting worse. I ended up with a butterfly rash on my cheeks. And that tipped off the nurse practitioner that I might have lupus. But I had a severe memory loss and like a mental confusion. I would go to turn off the radio in my car while I'm driving, and instead grabbed the key and almost turned off my car while I'm driving down the road. Those kinds of mental confusion problems. And then I had severe fatigue, dry mouth, dry eyes, dry perineum. My long bones would hurt really bad to the point where I couldn't move. Joint pain, burning in my jaw, and up the sides of my jaw to the ears. And I found out later that was my salivary glands, severe urinary incontinence, mm-hmm. intermittent restless leg syndrome, mm-hmm. muscle spasms, and I had a weakness in my body trunk where I was incapable of standing at the kitchen sink for more than a few minutes to do dishes without losing energy and air for some reason. I'd have to sit and rest after a few minutes. So that's pretty much, I think I got all of my symptoms.
What medication were you offered at that time?
They started me with Plaquenil, and I ended up going into Enbrel, and I've tried methotrexate and a little bit of prednisone. Muscle relaxers, because I continually have muscle spasms. But none of it really truly worked. More than like a 50%. They didn't seem to reduce my symptoms any more than 50%, mm-hmm. if that.
So how long had you had these conditions before you found LDN?
It was a long time. I think they diagnosed me like around 2001 or 2, and I didn't start LDN until 2009.
Right, so it was a long time. And what were your diagnosis when you were finally told?
Well, first it was just the nurse practitioner saw the butterfly rash on my cheeks, and mm-hmm. she's the one that said, I think you might have lupus, let's take a blood test. And it came back positive for the lupus. Mm-hmm. And then they noticed my liver enzymes were going up and down. So later on I was diagnosed with NASH. And then it was probably only about 2 years ago that I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And mm-hmm. I think the initial blood test where they tested my ANA for the lupus, that's when they found that the Sjogren's was positive. So that would have been probably 2001 or 2 also.
Right.
So I've been up and down on a roller coaster.
Yeah, definitely. So how bad were you by the time you found LDN?
It depended on the day. There were days I couldn't move. Some days I couldn't even wake up. But the pain, the joint pain and bone pain was extremely bad. But the LDN has taken all of that away.
How did you hear about LDN?
My father-in-law came down with, he had lung cancer. He found out he had lung cancer, and somebody had explained to him that this LDN helps lung cancer. So he looked into it and found out he was very close to dying already anyway. But when he got this information, he passed it on to me, and he said, I think this could be something that could help you. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of 2009, probably around March of 2009. And
right.
I did a lot of research from that point on, mm-hmm. and could not get a hold of anybody that would give it to me. And it wasn't until October of 2009 that somebody actually gave me a prescription for it finally.
And did you notice any side effects when you first started?
No, I've had no problems with LDN whatsoever. The only problems I get from it is if I don't store it properly, then it no longer works at all. And I found that out because I accidentally left it in front of a south window on my house, and it was sitting in a very hot spot, and the sun was shining on it and basically cooked it. And I found out from the pharmacist that it takes away its effectiveness if it gets too hot. Mm-hmm. So I've learned from there. I went ahead and got a new prescription after that, and all my symptoms went away again. The LDN took all my symptoms away within 24 hours. And the only thing that it did not work on right away was the joint issues, the joint pain and joint swelling. Mm-hmm. But as time has gone on, they seem to be almost 100% gone. I would say 98% gone by mm-hmm. now, and it just gets better every day.
So how would you describe your quality of life now than before LDN?
Right now I'm normal. I'm not missing very much work. I feel like I've got my whole life back. Like I've never had any illness. I don't feel like I have an illness in any way. And the only time I have problems now is when there's a lot of stress. Then it's as if I'm not on any medication then. I go downhill with a lot of stress. And I'm under the impression many have that same issue, but it doesn't last long. As soon as I get my stressful situation calmed down and I handle it better, then I'm back to being okay. I'm no longer sleepy because stress makes me sleepy and the sun makes me sleepy. But once I get the stress figured out, I am fine. I'm back to normal. And the LDN, I have to say, when I stopped it for surgery, I had to stop it for seven days, and all my symptoms came back probably by the fifth day. And by the time I was on the surgery gurney, my bladder incontinence was so bad that within an hour they had to change the sheet because you're not allowed to wear underwear or anything while you're laying there waiting for surgery. So they had to change the sheet and clean me up before they could take me back into the OR.
Mm. How awful.
It was, yeah, and within 24 hours after the surgery, I was able to start the LDN again, mm-hmm. and 24 hours after that, all my symptoms were gone again.
I should think that was quite scary, having them all come back and just praying that they would go again.
Yes.
I can imagine, yeah, terrible. Well, that is just such an amazing story. What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
Oh, if it's an adult, I personally feel, it's just my opinion, but I feel like they have absolutely nothing to lose by trying it. And I know it doesn't work for everybody. I understand that everybody's chemistry is different, mm-hmm. but I don't think they have anything to lose by trying it, and it will change their life. They will go back to normal as long as their body chemistry accepts it and they keep it stored properly with the proper temperature. That's my biggest issue, is the temperature. Mm-hmm. But if it's a teenager, I know they have a little problems with menstrual cycles when they have LDN. And then anybody younger than that, I can't give any advice on. I really don't know that. Mm-hmm. But I have heard that babies are even getting it for autism.
Yes, it's right.
And yeah, I've heard it's like a half a milligram for babies and small children, and it's working well. Mm. So I truly believe this is a miracle medicine. I really do.
I haven't got any idea what NASH is.
Oh, yeah. It is, NASH is called, it's an acronym for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and it's basically fatty liver. And it's right. From some people, they say a lot of people have NASH, but the problem with mine is they aren't truly positive I have just NASH. They're kind of iffy on whether it might be autoimmune hepatitis. And it's all just liver. It's fat in the liver. Right. And my liver enzymes go up and down. And right now I'm taking vitamin E in the morning and night, and that is bringing it down. And I'm, for the first time in many years, I have my liver enzymes back down to normal. Yeah. But I had a liver transplant specialist tell me that it's just because I'm fat and eating fatty foods. But I know that's not true, because I was in the military when I was about 21 or 22, and I was very skinny. I weighed only 128 pounds, and I was running 6 miles a day, doing calisthenics every morning, and I still had high liver enzymes. And yet they're down now, and I'm 50 pounds heavier than that, and they're down to normal right now. So it has nothing to do with my body weight. Mm-hmm. But according to doctors, this NASH, anybody that has NASH, your liver enzymes stay high until you lose weight. So I truly don't believe that's the true diagnosis. I think I have the autoimmune hepatitis. I just don't have that confirmed.
Right. Well, like I said, it's an amazing story, and thank you ever so much. It's going to be of help to a lot of people who've got conditions similar to yourself.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to introduce Erin from the United States, who takes LDN for hypopituitary, or as it's sometimes called, secondary adrenal insufficiency, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, lupus, and depression.
Thank you for joining me, Erin.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us when you first started to become sick? How old were you?
Well, I would say I noticed it was after the birth of my third daughter, and that would be approximately 13 years ago, that I was becoming increasingly fatigued and just not handling stress well at all. And we discovered at that point that I had, that my thyroid was underactive. And I started taking some T4 medication, which, you know, it kind of sort of helped, but I never really felt back to normal. And over the years following that birth, but especially after the birth of my next son, which was 10 years ago, almost 11, then I fell into a deeper state of ill health where lupus came out, and we discovered that my hypothyroidism was actually Hashimoto's thyroiditis, so it was the autoimmune form of the condition. And I was very, I was depressed, I was exhausted, I was in pain, and we were able to get my autoimmune conditions under relative control within a couple of years, doing some anti-inflammatories and things like that. But since then, I have always had lingering symptoms. So since the birth of my son, my periods never came back, so I never had menstrual cycles again. I've always suffered from depression, nearly chronic, just very easily brought low. I've always suffered from extreme irritability, just very low tolerance to stress, any sort of loud noises, and I'd just, you know, lash out. It would make me come unglued. And I was also having extreme constipation and just a lot of lingering, what I would call hypothyroid symptoms, or, you know, low adrenal symptoms. But no one ever checked my adrenals at that point. So about a year ago, I started doing some investigating on my own, and I discovered that I was showing symptoms of a low adrenal function. And I started contacting, through the help of my doctor and through the help of some forums on the Internet, I was able to piece together some tests that I might benefit from. And come to find out, last October, we came up with the diagnosis of hypopituitary. So I have the reason that I wasn't cycling, and the reason that I had such low stress tolerance was because my pituitary couldn't communicate with my other endocrine glands the need for the hormones that my body needs for my, you know, ovulation and my cycles. It couldn't communicate it for the adequate amounts of cortisol to deal with stress. And I was on that, at that time, on one of the LDN forums because someone had suggested that it was a great forum to be on, and I hadn't really heard of LDN, but they said it helped thyroid problems, so I joined the forum. I started learning about it. I was in the process of optimizing my thyroid meds, getting switched over from T4 to T3, which is a more potent thyroid medication. And I, at the point at which I thought I had finally fairly optimized my thyroid, things were going a lot better. I was working on my iron levels, which were low, and my symptoms of low thyroid were beginning to resolve on the different thyroid medications. The symptoms that weren't resolving were my depression. And I had also heard that LDN on the forum, that it can support the hypothalamus, adrenal, pituitary, the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, the HPA axis, which is typically the problem in hypopituitary. I heard it could support that. So I decided that once I optimized my thyroid meds as much as I could, I was going to try LDN. That came about just before the turn of the new year. So I think it was December 27, 2013. I decided to go ahead and start the LDN. Starting December 28, 2013, I have not been depressed one day since. It had resolved all of my depression from day one.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, it is unbelievable. It brings me to tears to think about, because I have suffered under such chronic depression. And I think it was due to just, you know, low serotonin levels is all I can really think, because I know that the LDN supports those serotonin levels, and no one ever figured it out, but the LDN resolved it, and I have not been depressed day one. So that was resolved, and then within a week of taking the LDN, I was able to drop one-third of my thyroid medication. I track my vitals pretty religiously, so I am constantly aware of my blood pressure, my heart rate, and my body temperature. And based on those vitals, I could tell that I just didn't need another dose that I normally take. So I dropped one of my doses during the day, and I did fine. Mm-hmm. And my vitals stayed great. So then, as I was following the protocol of moving up on the LDN a month later, so in February, when I went from 1.5 milligrams of LDN to 3 milligrams of LDN, a week after I made that change, I was able to reduce my thyroid medication again by one-third. So I am now down, I was able within just under 2 months, able to reduce my thyroid medication by two-thirds and resolve all of my depression. And I'm still looking forward to see if it fixes any of my other hormone problems. I just went in today, actually, for some retesting of my sex hormones and looking to see if maybe, you know, over time it might improve those levels naturally. I'm not sure what other magic it's going to do to my system, but I am utterly grateful for LDN, and I'm so pleased with the results that I've had now. I did have some sleep issues with it, but those are gone. And I'm just very, very happy with it. And as I was telling a fellow, a friend who was asking me about it for their own health, I said, you couldn't pry it from my cold, dead hands.
That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that an amazing story?
It is. I'm just, I'm so grateful. I honestly suffered with depression for so long, just, you know, 4 out of 7 days a week probably. And I just am, I feel like a new person.
Oh, that is really good. I'm so pleased for you. Well, keep me posted. Let me know how you get on in, say, a year's time. That would be very interesting.
Yes, I will definitely do that.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Erin. Producer Julie from England, who takes LDN for fibromyalgia and lupus. Thank you for joining me, Julie.
That's okay, Linda. It's a pleasure.
Could you tell us when you first started to feel unwell?
It was about 1999 when I look back, and it was just, I used to get a swelling in my left foot. I probably had it about 3 times, and then it would just go away. It was when I was really tired,
mm-hmm.
And then it would go away when I slept, and you forget about it, you know, you just forget about it and think, oh, I don't know, maybe you'd overdone it or something. But then it went on to about 2006, I got pneumonia, and I was hospitalised for 8 days. They couldn't find why. It wasn't bacterial. And in the end, I just had to heal on my own. And then after that, I had a lot of pain, and it took me a long time to get over it. And then they said that I had fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And that went, you know, I was diagnosed 2007-2008 with fibromyalgia. And then I just used to have a flare. If I was ill, if I had a cold, if I had an upset stomach, just as that was passing, I would be then laid completely bedridden, total pain, complete from head to toe. Even my earlobes used to hurt, and couldn't move my head for about four or five days after being ill, after having a cold, after having an upset stomach. And still they said it was fibromyalgia. And that went on, actually, until 2012, when by that time I was losing weight. I was very, very nearly lost my job, very nearly, just clung onto it by the tips of my fingers. I had just gone part-time. They made me go part-time because of fibromyalgia, but I was still just clinging to it. And at the end of, and then I started getting really bad mouth ulcers. And by the end of 2012, just at the beginning of 2013, I finally got diagnosed with lupus all along with the fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. And before you discovered the LDN, what would you say an average day was like for you?
I never knew what a day was going to be like. It was, yeah, I might have a good day, but mostly it would be on the sofa, not knowing what was wrong, not, you know, just in my head, I wanted to do so much, but I just could not physically do it. I just could not do it. In a flare, during a flare, you know, all bets were off. But when I was not in a flare, I would still get pain. just everywhere, even driving was an effort. Just, you know, I'd get ready to go out, and then I'd realise that I'd get to the car and then realise, actually, I've left something upstairs and I have to go back in the house. And that would be such an effort. Every day was a struggle. Good days and bad days were struggles. I had some better days where I got a bit more done, but my quality of life wasn't very good at all. And like I said, you know, I was on the verge of losing my job.
So at that time, if you had to score your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
4, I suppose. 3, 4. Mm-hmm. I still had hope that it would pass.
Yes.
Somehow. I still had hope. But, I was very, very down. And it wasn't depression. I know it wasn't depression because I don't think that I really suffer with depression. I know that depression can be linked with lupus. But for me, it was because of my situation, because I just couldn't shake it off. I just couldn't shake it off. And, you know, I'd go to sleep and think, I'll just have a little sleep and I'll be a bit better when I wake up. But I never was. I never was. The fatigue was always there. Pains, and they'd be so random, you know. One day you just wouldn't be able to lift your arm, or they're just so random, and I never knew what any day was. You know, I could never plan anything. It would be, it depending on how I am, you know. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't make plans, really, and had to cancel a lot of things, and ended up isolating, really, and just not going out, because that was my quality of life, you know. It just wasn't letting people down, and then feeling bad because of that. That would get you down, but I couldn't help it. I just could not help it. I could not do very much at all.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you hear about LDM?
I first heard about it on the internet, actually on the Health Unlocked site, the Lupus Health Unlocked site, which I joined, and I saw Dr. Chris Steele's video or DVD on YouTube, and I watched that, and I thought, well, I've got to investigate this. So then I just really started investigating, and yeah, I went for it.
Mm-hmm. And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
I would say, and I was warned this would happen, because when I first started it, I was still on steroids.
Right.
I was on steroids for the lupus, because other medication that had been put on, methotrexate for one, hadn't agreed with me, so I had to come off of that. And I was on steroids, so 10 milligrams a day. So I continued to take steroid and started LDN very low. And initially, I'd say maybe 3 days, maybe 4 days, I was warned this would happen by my prescribing doctor. The pain got a bit worse. But I persevered. And then just very, very gradually began reducing steroid, letting it stabilise, and up in the LDN. But it was a gradual process. And I did, I would say about the second week of taking the LDN, I got a cold. Normally, if the cold would be subsiding, I would be bedridden with pain, really, really waked with pain everywhere. But I managed to carry on going to work, which for me was fantastic. It was almost like a normal person having a cold. I managed to work through it. I was tired and, you know, I had to rest when I got in from work, but it was great to be able to not go into a flare. I didn't go into a flare. And that was the LDN working. I know it was.
So how long?
Since 2008. Any little cold, I you know, just not me for six.
So how long have you been on LDN now?
I started LDN, and I know the date, it's my mum's birthday, on 11th of March 2014.
Okay.
And I haven't had a day six since.
That's amazing. It's very, and you haven't been on it that long. I mean, we're now June.
Yeah.
So like 3 months?
I'm on it up. Yeah, exactly. And I'm now steroid free to about the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Steroid free. I'm just on LDN now and high blood pressure tablets. I still take those. But other than that, there's, and the occasionally, if I do still get pain, but I can cope with it. It doesn't wear me down. It's all manageable. If I get a bit of bad pain, I will take ibuprofen or paracetamol. But that's it. That's the most, touch wood, that's all I'm taking now.
Okay. And on the score of 1 to 10 for the quality of life, 10 being the best, what would it be now?
It's an 8 or a 9. I've still got lupus.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's early days. I'm not cured, but I am living again. Previously, I was not living. I was just existing. Mm. And I can plan. I can plan things. Last week, I went on a union conference for 5 days. Managed to do all that. Previously, I couldn't have said, yes, I'll go somewhere with work for 5 days, because I wouldn't have known how I was going to be each day. So I am living now, and it's great. I just really, really want to tell everyone, give it a try. You've got absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Thank you very much for sharing your wonderful experience with us. It's really amazing, very inspiring. Thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.